I'm Alex Jensen, and it's time for today's Gale Moment, presented by Common Interest Management Services. On December 18, 2019, the Gales for the second time in 10 days played at a highly anticipated neutral site contest at Talking Stick Resort Arena in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. But unlike the 10-point loss to Dayton on December 8th, this time St. Mary's took control from the opening tip, making a 40-point statement in a dominant 96-56 win over Arizona State in the Sun Devils' backyard. Let's pick things up 5 minutes into the ballgame, when the Gales, leading 9-7, exploded for a 20-0 run behind star guard Jordan Ford, who scored 17 straight points and 22 of his club's first 28.
Comes back right, Kuzi hits a back cutter, it's Ford, he's got a wide open layup. Got to keep him out of transition. Heard our keys to the game. Ford pulls up for three off the dribble off his screen. He got it and he's fouled! Jordan Ford, NBA range three from the right side, fouled by House, and Ford will go to the line. Chance for a four-point play. Jordan Ford with 12 of the 14 points for the Gales and a chance for more. Pick, loose ball on the floor. Kuzi comes away with it, feeds Ford up the floor. It's a two-on-three. Ford pulls up, heat check three. He got another one. Are you kidding me? Jordan Ford has 15 points in 6 minutes, and the Gales have an 11-point lead. Bam, here comes Ford into the front court. Met by Martin, hides behind the screen. Step back three, left side this time. He cans another one. 19 for Ford. And he is unconscious right now. Zorks inbound, left side of the basket, standard on the baseline. Bounce pass to Krebs, rises up for a 10-footer, and he swishes
Tanner
it home.
Krebs.
25-7, St. Mary's. He'll lead by 18, another step back three, right side from Ford, and he got
Jordan
another
Ford.
One. Unbelievable. The Gales are up by 21, and Ford has 22 points. The country is getting a look at Jordan Ford tonight. At his best.
And St. Mary's, who shot 63% and hit 9 threes in perhaps their most dominant half of the season, kept it rolling through the opening 20 minutes, getting production from predictable places as well as a freshman just before the halftime horn.
Back out to Kuzi. Kuzi penetrate, leaves for Fitz, wide open, takes a three, right side, and that one's up and
three
good.
For Malik
another
Fitz.
St. Mary's three, the first not from Jordan Ford. The Gales have 6 threes here in the first half. Kuzi drives along the baseline, met there by a pair of Sun Devils to the near corner. Krebs fires away, got another three. And he's going to back down. He's got the size mismatch here. Here comes the double, kicks out to Krebs. Same spot, same shot, and the same result for
three
Tanner Krebs.
For Tanner Krebs.
Another triple for the Gales from the left corner, this time for Krebs, and the Gales are on fire. Takes a shot fake on a three, sends it out to Fitz. He'll fire a long three left side, nothing but the bottom of the net. The Gales can't miss right now. They are 9 of 13 from 3 in the first half. They've got a 41-14 lead. Shot clock is off. Kuzi with 4, with 3. Kuzi puts his head down, rises up, leaves his feet, leaves it for Bowen, streaking down the right lane line, and Bowen lays it in. What a play by Tommy Kuzi, and it is all St. Mary's in the first half here in Phoenix. And they lead the Sun Devils 51-19. At the break.
So what would the Gales do for an encore in the second half? You guessed it, more accuracy from deep, en route to 16 threes on the night.
Ford streaks the middle with the left hand, kicks out to the corner for Fitz. Up top it comes to Kuzi, he'll let a three fly, and he'll knock it down. 10th three of the day so far for St. Mary's. Between the circles, has White on a switch, pulls up for three off the dribble, and he knocks it down. Boy, the Gales are feeling it from deep tonight. They are 11 of 16. Turns into a right wing three for Ford, and he knocks another one down. The PA announcer just said Ford is unconscious from three, and I could not agree more. Anyway, Gales inbound. Good ball movement. Turns into an open three. Right corner, Krebs, and the Gales got another one. The Gales can't miss from deep. When it leaves St. Mary's hands right now, you just think it's going in.
And winding down, how about just a little bit more from Ford, who chased his 22 first half points with 12 in the second to finish one off a then career high with 34 points en route to game MVP honors.
Ford makes a move, takes a step back triple way out there on the right side, came up short, gets his own rebound, penetrates, rises up, and floats it home from the right lane line. Speaking of guys that are having their way, Jordan Ford is having his way tonight. Even when he misses, he gets his own rebound. He's got 27. Dukas will dribble to the top of the key, kick out to Ford. Ford step back three from the left side, and he hits that one. And Ford hits his 7th three of the game. He's got 30 points now.
St. Mary's held the margin through the final horn, never allowing the Sun Devils to get closer than 30 in closing out the biggest margin of victory over a Pac-12 school in program history.
Up top it comes to Bone. Boy, what a performance for the St. Mary's Gaels in Phoenix tonight. They come to the backyard of the Arizona State Sun Devils and hammer them by 40. There's your horn and the ball game. Final score, St. Mary's 96 and Arizona State 56. A statement win by the Gaels with an exclamation point tonight.
Gaels moments are presented by Common Interest Management Services. Since 1990, they have served Homeowners Association clients from their 9 local offices located throughout the greater Bay Area. At this time of great challenge for our country and our local HOA communities, our management team stands ready to help boards of directors and residents each day. We are proud to share with you this highlight in Gaels basketball history to celebrate heroic achievements and to plan for brighter days ahead. I'm Alex Jensen. Stay tuned for more Gaels moments in the coming weeks.